It's lower league, Neil Atkinson. I'm starting off with the biggest mystery in football, as far as I'm concerned, this year. I've got esteemed author Dan Gray to try to answer the question an esteemed author shouldn't have to answer. It's too much pressure on one man. What on earth has gone wrong at Middlesbrough?
Oh, too much change. I don't like change, you know.
To be clear to listeners who may not know, and you don't have to be us on top of the championships, obviously Dan is, Middlesbrough currently sit in 24th. There are only 24 teams.
All right, Neil.
One draw, 5 defeats. And last season they finished so strongly, Dan. Yeah. So strongly. So what has gone wrong?
Well, I haven't seen, none of us have seen them win since April the 20th. So we ended the last bit of the season wasn't great either, but that, you know, I don't like these records that stray over the summer. It doesn't seem very fair to me. Yeah. I think broadly the philosophy that so many clubs like us are following is to do a Brentford, do a Brighton. And so that means bringing in loads of players from Belgian second division, the Danish, you know, the A-League. We've brought in players from across Europe and beyond that have never played in the championship and might be turn out to be absolutely brilliant. Some of them might be because of this way of running a club now, which most for right or wrong, it does seem a sound philosophy if you can do it like Brighton and Brentford have. Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of clubs that don't do it like that and end up with players that take a long time to be able to, you know, they're probably brilliant footballers, but it's championship football and it's mad and it's tough. And, you know, I was down at Blackburn on Saturday and the left back we brought in from Belgium does look technically brilliant, but he just looked absolutely shell-shocked by Ewood Park, by the rain. I mean, actually, Belgium, he knows rain, but just the whole, just that feeling you had. And so we've gone from last year, from even before Christmas, before the loan players came in, we had Tuba Akpom in the season of his life, the best season I imagine he'll ever have is now at Ajax. Then we brought in the quality of Archer and Ramsey, and we'd had Giles all year. So in four Premier League quality players, really, you're sort of going from Waitrose to, I don't want to say Aldi, but to Neto. Remember Neto? You're going from Waitrose players to Neto, and I'm sure the Neto ones can make it to Aldi status or something. I'll stop this now. But, you know, it is... Yeah. It is with more time, it could work as a philosophy, but there's no way we're looking at those playoffs again at the moment. We're just looking at getting a point and then 3 points. And I think one of the problems is the football under Carrick has been so beautiful at times. It's like nothing I've seen, not even with Janino and people in the 90s, because we couldn't defend at all. So it was hard to watch at times. This football last year, there was 3 to 4 months where it was just exquisite. And I don't use that word lightly.